Healthcare was a major issue in the 2018 elections and could be again next year. In between, there are still discussions about the future of the Affordable Care Act and Medicare, among other aspects of healthcare. It is with that backdrop that earlier this month, Anne-Marie Alameddine took over as president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. She joins me. And Anne-Marie, how would you describe the current state of hospitals and the healthcare system in the state?
I think hospitals in Arizona, it's a time of, I think, great uncertainty in terms of what's happening at the national level with significant, you know, funding issues with Medicaid and Medicare. But I think it's an opportunity. It's also an opportunity for creating the healthcare system that works better for patients, for you, for me, for your audience members. So it's challenging times, I think, in terms of the uncertainty of it, but that's our job in terms of influencing the policymakers to make it a healthcare system that works better for patients.
When you look at uncertainty, does it matter to your members if it's coming from the state level or the federal level? Because we've had clearly uncertainty at the state level also, and you mentioned uncertainty at the federal level. Does it matter to your members in terms of how they go about doing what they do?
I think on a daily basis, hospitals are very focused on the care that they're providing to their patients today. And it's really in terms of, I think, strategic planning, you know, where is the hospital going to be in 5-10 years? So much of our financing system has really changed from inpatient, the care that's provided within the four walls of a hospital, to outpatient and telemedicine. Healthcare is changing so much. So I think hospitals are focused on their day-to-day operations, but when they look ahead, you know, where are the winds going to turn? It's hard to forecast.
So you mentioned some of the uncertainty at the federal level, and I want to ask you about, you'd mentioned Medicaid. Obviously, Medicare is still very much a topic of conversation. The future of the Affordable Care Act is still a topic of conversation. How concerned are your members about what may or may not come from any or all of those policy areas?
Hospitals are very concerned about what's happening in Medicare and Medicaid. Those are the two most important payers for any hospital system. So their policies are incredibly important. So they keep an eye on what's happening. You know, the Affordable Care Act has been under attack for a number of years and has been weakened with various rulings from the administration and other issues. United States v. Texas is currently pending at the federal level. But the state financing and the state Medicaid program is incredibly important as well. As you know, back in 2013, Arizona was one of the first Republican states to expand and restore Medicaid for our population. So over 400,000 low-income people in Arizona were then eligible for Medicaid. So what happens at both of those levels are incredibly important, and that's exactly where a lot of our work rests, along with the American Hospital Association at the federal level.
At the time of the Medicaid expansion debate in the state, your group and others were very concerned about especially rural hospitals and how they would be able to keep their doors open in some cases without the expansion of Medicaid, given the amount of uncompensated care. Have the economics of those facilities shored up at all, or are they still as precarious as they were, you know, back in 2013?
I mean, I think the state of rural health care in Arizona is still precarious. The regulatory demands on hospitals are incredibly high, and it's very difficult for a sole community hospital that's a nonprofit to continue to meet the regulatory burden that is imposed upon it by the state and the federal government. But, you know, we are committed. With last legislative session, we helped pass a critical access pool that helped provide additional funding for the critical access hospitals, which are small rural hospitals under 25 beds in Arizona. This legislative session, we have a telemedicine bill that helps provide coverage parity for healthcare services. You know, telemedicine for rural hospitals in Arizona is incredibly important. And our next step in that is really, what's the payment parity? Can it be a financially viable model to provide telemedicine services in their hospitals? And we think it is. We just have to make sure the policy sort of supports that.
Understanding that you have only been in this role for a few weeks now, I'm wondering if you get the sense that the challenges that rural hospitals face in Arizona is similar or dissimilar to the challenges that rural hospitals and healthcare facilities face in other parts of the country.
I think the challenges are very similar. The difference with Arizona is that our rural hospitals we almost call them frontier hospitals because it can be such so many miles distance between hospitals. If you go to sort of the middle of America, there might be a small rural hospital, you know, within 5-8 miles of each other. But in Arizona, it can be hundreds of miles from each other. So if you lose one hospital in that rural network, that is the difference between life and death for some patients. And so we have to make sure that we keep those rural hospitals strong and keep the providers in those communities. That's another issue that rural Arizona struggles with, and really across the country, is the provider shortage.
Yeah, what do we do about that? Because Arizona for a while has had both a physician shortage and nursing shortage. Are there solutions on the horizon, do you think?
There are solutions on the horizon, and actually we have a bill right now at the legislature that would help provide graduate medical education funding for programs that have residency programs. Currently, you know, we have excellent medical schools in Arizona, but the problem is we need more graduate medical education. We need more residency slots in Arizona. And so this bill helps fund more GME, graduate medical education, so that we can keep our physicians in Arizona. Half of our medical school graduates go off to residency programs across the country. We want to keep them in Arizona. If a physician does their residency training in Arizona, they're much more likely to stay. So how do we build up the GME programs in Yuma, in Kingman, in Sierra Vista? This bill will help us do that.
All right. That's Anne-Marie Alamedine, the new president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. Anne-Marie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.